I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the Maps Warehouse Hotline, the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Todd Reirden. He's driven by Sheehy Auto Stores and Sheehy.com. Happy Thanksgiving, Coach.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got a big one tonight, and then you have, I think you play back-to-back Thursday or Friday, Saturday, right?
No, they play today, and then they're off for Thanksgiving, and then they host the Lightning on Friday.
And then don't they play again after that, or no?
Then we go right to Detroit.
That's a roadie.
Yeah, right. So what? So do you have time then to spend Thanksgiving at home on Thursday?
That's a work day. I can tell you we will be skating on that morning.
Right. Okay. Well, you'll knock that out. But then, what time will you get home?
Yeah, and then I mean it's a tough one. You're right in the middle of a 3-4, so you know that's one of the drawbacks to doing this for a living is holidays sometimes get pushed to the side, but I'll definitely do something with my family and keep it pretty low key, but with the back to backs, and then we're heading out to California after we play in Detroit. So
right.
busy schedule for us. We had some time away this week, which was good. After our game on Saturday, which was 12:00, then we had Sunday off, and then Monday and Tuesday some good practice days. So been able to kind of settle in and then get ready for a bunch of games coming up here this week.
Coach, I know you don't look too far ahead. You're focusing on the next game, but this is more of a bigger picture question. You mentioned you're facing Detroit, your first of, I believe, four on the road. Can you believe how much of a downswing that franchise has been in? I believe this is going to be the fourth straight year that they're not going to qualify for the playoffs unless something miraculous happens. I know the fans in Detroit are passionate. They love the Red Wings, but this is a tough stretch for them over these last few years.
Yeah, it is. And that's for sure, you know, with some of the years they put together, you know, I'd say a whole decade of success really for a while there with just player after player, European guys coming over, really big part of, you know, the success of Russians coming and playing in the league as well. And if you go back to the Russian five that they won with, and it's a team that I always have feared when I was a player. I never liked going into Joe Louis to play against those guys. That was a long night for a defenseman, I can tell you that, especially one of my skill. They're in a little bit of a downswing now. I think they're headed in the right direction, even though their results aren't there right now. They got the new building. All that area right down by where their new building is at is all getting redone, revamped, and hopefully it can help just the city that's been having a little bit of tough economic time as well. You know, so sometimes you put a new building in, it generates some local business, and then hopefully not only can their team get better, but also that city can take an uptick in their economy as well.
Coach Reirden, as you mentioned, your playing days, and I'm so old, I've forgotten. We just had him on just a couple days ago. The names escaped me, but we had one of your old roommates on the show the other day. Who was your roommate during your days? Did you ever have to deal with any just ridiculous snores, or what was it like?
Oh, it's always because I was never a full time. I was in and out a lot of my time in the league. I had a lot of random roommates, but the best roommate for sure was the GM of the Montreal Canadiens, is Mark Bergevin. So he was my roommate when I played in St. Louis for the Blues, and he's a really funny guy. Definitely the funniest guy I've ever played with, and funnest guy, known around hockey as a prankster and everything like that. So there was always something going on when we got away on the road, and some good fun that I was involved in, and that was good times, and that's the type of stuff that builds your group within. And That stuff hasn't stopped, by the way. There's still those tricks going on at practice, game, you know, on non-game day and on the road between one another. That's the one thing that hasn't left our game is the good, clean, fun jokes amongst one another.
Joined by Washington Capitals head coach Todd Reirden, driven by Sheehy Auto Stores and Sheehy.com. Speaking of road trips, have you been practicing your Russian with Ovi and Kuzi? Reports are the Caps could play a regular season game in Russia or possibly Sweden as soon as next season. That would be a really cool experience for you and the players.
Yeah, it would be a really cool experience for sure. And I've got to pick up my game a little bit. My 200 words of Russian aren't going to fly real far over there. I can pull it off over here, but I'm going to have to work on my game a little bit if that's the case. But that would be a, you know, obviously something different for our league, and you know, we're looking to continue to grow globally and grow the what I believe is the best sport in the world, and you know, no better way to do it than if we do decide to do it over in Russia with you know, with Ovi and the other contingent of players that we have. It would make it a pretty special day for those guys in particular, and a good experience for everybody.
All right, so I see that the back he's expected to miss tonight. It'd be his third straight game. Are we getting closer to him returning, or is this something that's going to linger?
Yeah, it's he's a player that you certainly miss, that's for sure. So he's providing everything is, you know, he's doing fine. I think we might see him on for morning skate today, I'm hoping, because it's a non-contact. So hoping that things went fine for him the rest of yesterday and this morning. And then we'll get him out there with us for that. And then we'll continue to push forward. And hopefully we can get him, you know, at the beginning of, you know, maybe that West Coast swing would be a really that's very wishful thinking on my part. So I'm thinking the positive on this one, that as soon as we can get him back, we'll love to have him. He's just such a good leader and done so much for this organization and the area and just phenomenal player. So we've missed him, and but we want to make sure he's 100%, and that's important for him, for our future, that's for sure.
So, Coach, GM Brian McClellan spoke to the media this week, updated them on the negotiations regarding Nicklas Backstrom. McClellan said, quote, "We're going to do whatever we can to get him back, and hopefully they find a deal that works for both sides." But I was shocked to see that Backy is doing his own wheeling and dealing. He's doing it without an agent. That seems kind of wacky to me. Like, negotiations are stressful. Trust us, it's for a lot less money when we do it, but I don't want anything to do with it. I let our agent take care of it.
Yep.
Backy's in there doing it himself.
Yeah, you know, I try to stay out of that side of things. I'm working with him on how to do something different on a face-off play, or different looks we can have on the power play, or different things we can do with our team to build us. I stay out of that that side of things, but certainly a player we want to have back. I'm not you know, up to date with what he's doing in terms of representation, but I just I know that it's a player that we really want to have back. And you know, like I spoke to a few minutes ago, is just the impact he's had on this area and what he's done for the team and organization. He's really been one of the guys that's built it into what we are today, that's for sure. You know, and it's pretty special, the combo of Ovechkin and Backstrom. I don't know if I'll ever be comfortable seeing a Capitals jersey or a Capitals team without both of them in it anymore. So feel strongly that something will get worked out.
Talking to Coach Todd Reirden from the Washington Capitals. He's driven by Sheehy Auto Stores and Sheehy.com. I wanted to ask you about something that you talked about during Media Day. When we were there at Media Day, we saw the wearable monitors that the guys will wear during practice and things like that. When you gather that data, what have you seen? Does anybody like sweat profusely like more than anybody else? Like, does somebody got a ridiculous heart rate? Like, what do you gather that information for?
Yeah, it's really where the game is headed now, and it's even going to get even further along here in the next, they're saying maybe by the end of the year, but next year with just the tracking of the puck and all this, you know, different stuff of where the game is headed. But what we did, and just to go back, so all the listeners know exactly what we're talking about, is we put heart rate monitors and a catapult system to measure the work output by the players. And as a coach, you design a practice and you design it with the intention that you want it to be a hard one, or, you know, a little bit easier, and maybe something in the middle. But now you have actual data to support it. So, and then you're also able to track weight loss, weight gain during the practice. And so that's, you know, something we continue to use. I can tell you that we used it this week heavily on Monday and Tuesday. Monday was a real work day for us after a day and a half off. I know that our work levels, or as we call them, workloads, were at, you know, one of the highest of the season. And then, you know, yesterday we dropped it down about, you know, 40 spots from there. So, we went from a 115 to a 70 yesterday, where we worked more on skill, and that's like an average practice. So on the metrics that we use for this, you know, I'd say workload measurements. So it's something that's good for us, but clearly the guy who sweats the most, I can tell you this one, to answer your initial question, is Braden Holtby. So that's the one we have to watch a lot on a long, hard practice. He'll lose 6 to 8 pounds on a practice.
That's silly.
Like that. Oh, man, I need to come out and do like three or four practices
with
you
guys. I'd be so sexy by the end of the week.
Man, get some goalie equipment on me.
It's all water weight, so it comes right back.
Yeah, so he, you know, and they are on top of it. Obviously, this has been something that he's always done. And, you know, I mean, games will even be higher for him, especially as you get into playoff time and later as the weather gets warmer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something you really have to monitor with him. And, you know, our doctors are involved in it, our strength coaches involved in it, our trainers involved in it, just making sure that no cramping occurs or anything like that. But it's just our staff does such an excellent job of giving these guys every tool they can to try to maximize their performance. And it's just the next level of stuff. And it's definitely something that we use all year, and a really good question to revisit, because, like I said, I used it heavily this week and to prepare for tonight's game.
Coach Reardon, it's time for the easy at Sheehy fan question of the week. How much do you hate the sound of the ping of the crossbar or the post, with the Caps leading the NHL in that category?
Ooh.
With 30 at this point? That's from Sean in D.C.
Yes. It's right now when I hear that, it's I don't have a great feeling about it, because it's always going post and out.
Right.
You know, normally when things are rolling along pretty well and you hear that, you're like, okay, we beat the goalie.
Right.
You know, we've got it past the goalie. So now you feel good about that. And then you're just hoping for the pinging in and then the music to get going. Or the crowd to erupt. So too many times it's been post and out right now. And, you know, that's one of those ones that, you know, has this way of working itself out. But as long, you know, like I think it was a Rangers game last week where we beat Lundqvist 5 times in the first period and a half, 2 periods, and to no avail. So that sometimes this is a little bit of, you know, it goes in certain directions. But right now that one's not, when it hits the post, I'm not thinking, oh man, that's going in, and I'm a positive thinker. So hopefully we can turn that tide tonight. And how about just not use the post at all, beat Bobrovsky tonight, and let's get a couple goals here at home.
All right, Coach Reardon, thanks as always for the time. Best of luck tonight. Have a great Thanksgiving. I know it's a working holiday for you, but best of luck on the road trip too.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Todd Reardon, driven by Sheehy Auto Stores. It's easy at Sheehy. 14 brands, 29 dealerships, one easy price. Get started at Sheehy.com. Man, 6 to 8 pounds each practice.
Right.
But then they rehydrate, get
it back. Of course. Still be silly. Of course. Are you kidding? I know when I work out so casually, I'm barely sweating.
Yeah, barely break a sweat.
And that's with like 20 minutes of cardio.
Yep.
Now, if I'm on the treadmill going hard, then I am drenched. But when I use that cushy bike, there's not a whole lot going on there.
Use the recumbent.
Because the recumbent, I can just sit there and I can just check my phone.
Hey, as long as you're not doing the recumbent bike out in the real world. Like, if you're doing it in the gym, it's fine. Recumbent, if you're doing the recumbent bike bit.
We got a lot of guys that do that in my
out in the wild.
We got a lot of
old
guys.
People. That's an old people move.
I just figured they have like bad backs or something. Like, yeah. I don't know why else you would
what
do
it is?
That.
It's a bad look. It's an overall bad optics.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember, we've got Dave Richard to talk some fantasy football. Ooh. Coming up at 8 o'clock. Alan May is going to join us at 8:20, and John Feinstein at 9. Plus, We're giving you chances to win those tickets to World Series documentary red carpet premiere with Nationals players like Ryan Zimmerman and Mike Rizzo and Mark Lerner. And in fact, we're going to hook you right now. 10th caller, 800-636-1067. You get tickets for that event. It's coming up December 2nd at the Anthem. You get more details at thefandc.com.
All right, you know, it's a great time of year. I love Thanksgiving. Been talking about Thanksgiving all week,
obviously. Thanksgiving is great.
And especially, we're at that age now where our kids are in college, some of us. Mm-hmm. And when they come back, it's great.
Yeah.
It's kind of a double-edged sword thing, though, because they come back, you're excited to see them, and that lasts about 10 minutes, and then they're off and
they're
running
back
and doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, yeah, great to see you. Yeah. And then next thing you know, they're at their girlfriend's or at their friend's house.
Yep.
And, you know, whatever. But it is nice. It's nice to have everybody back home, hopefully. I know JP's daughter is, she's over, I don't know, what would you say?
Prague.
She's in Prague, so she won't be back. And I know John's son is in the Canary Islands.
Correct.
And so he won't be back.
He will not.
But I've got all three home, and my son in particular, I don't know if you did the same with your kids. You know, they work in the summer. They save up their money, mm-hmm. and then, you know, that's their money to spend when they're in college, you know, beyond their meal plan and everything.
Right.
They need their beer money or whatever they need. And he plowed through his dough, and there was once or twice where we had to send him a few bucks.
Some reinforcements.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? So I know he called us last week, or he texted my wife, and he said he was down to 30 cents in his account. All right, so he felt
Felt City, USA. I mean,
he spent all his summer money in his fall semester.
But at least he's learning it at 18 or 19
Let's
years
hope.
Old.
Let's hope. So anyway, bottom line is, he's busto in terms of his own money, his own earned money, and he's got a whole other semester to go. So my wife and I decided also, you need a little structure when you're home. So when he comes home during the break, we think he should get a job. He should get a seasonal
break.
I don't know, maybe a month. He needs a seasonal job. And the only thing my wife could think of is she's heard of people that work at like UPS, like seasonal. They'll hire
well,
you.
That's brutal. That's such hard work.
Don't you need like a different kind of license too?
Like, well, he's not going to drive. They just load the truck.
He'd be a box jockey.
Yeah, you just load the truck. But so here I'm throwing it out to people. Give me some good seasonal job opportunities for like college kids that are home. What else could they? I know
I didn't know you get a job for a month. Although, I'm trying to remember,
like at
where
malls,
I was.
They hire you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember like where Macy's will hire
yeah,
seasonal
retail,
help.
They definitely want people around Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like I was at a store yesterday or the day before. I can't. Some reason I'm not remembering where it was, and there was a guy telling like a group of about 10 people what was going to happen on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so those, I guess, were seasonal employees.
I just
but
need some help.
The problem is, they're starting now.
Well,
I don't know
right.
if you can start on December 15th or whenever he gets home from school
yeah.
until January 15th. Yeah, that doesn't seem
I'm
like
sure
a good
it happens.
Job cycle.
I'm sure it happens.
Yeah, I would say companies or employers wouldn't be that size for, you know, 1 month of work.
I'm just telling you, I know that it exists.
What
I
about,
know there is a subgenre of
what about
jobs.
Uber?
I don't want him driving Uber. I don't even know if he's old enough to do that. I'm not even sure what
sure.
the rules are on that.
I don't know how old you have to be.
Yeah.
Well, he should do Uber Eats then, or Grubhub, and just drive other people's food around. He doesn't have to interact with them at all.
Because we know that market is booming.
You know, I'd rather him do something a little bit more structured than, you know,
You tell every single person to go drive for Uber.
Wasn't AWOD doing like a dog walking bit?
Yeah, I was working for Rover.
How long did that last?
Well, I didn't make it that much, so I stopped doing it.
Well, didn't you also like pick up bikes or something or do something like that?
That was Bird scooters. Yeah, you can drive around and collect them.
Pick up a bunch of Larrys.
I've done every hustle.
My buddy is sending me a text here. It says Christmas tree sales. But again, he's not going to be back in town until
what about
probably the middle of December or something.
Going around your community and raking leaves.
Yeah, but that's a hurting job.
But by
that's
December,
like what you do. I'm talking about like a real seasonal job. I know people in the past, they've gotten like busboy jobs.
You
want to
be an engineer or something?
Right. No. But like, you know, maybe, I don't know.
How is that a hurting job? People need their leaves raked
up. Definitely need leaves raked.
But there's a lot of chilling.
By December, when he comes back, let's say it's December 15th, the leaves should already be down, and they should have already been raked.
Or blown away.
Or blown to the street. Depends on what your neighborhood does.
Right. I guess if I'm thinking...
I thought of cake, though, the other day, because I went to visit our old neighborhood, and
yeah.
I saw our our friend Mr. Frazier, who's into his 80s. Mm-hmm. He may be 85.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was doing more manual labor than Cakes probably has done in his whole life.
Oh, don't,
he had a leaf blower.
Don't act
there.
Like it's just me. Don't act like you're over at your house doing a ton of manual labor.
Hey, I built a silly tricycle this week.
Oh, that's not manual labor.
I know. I don't have,
get out of here with Cakes, that.
I live in a townhouse. I don't have a lawn.
Yeah.
So I'm not
all right, I want to bang out some of these calls. If you have ideas, 800-636-1067. What are college kid sort of, you know, winter break job opportunities? Because I know they exist. I know they exist. There are such things as seasonal employees.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of limited. And like Valdez said, I think they want you like early December into like early January.
I think they want you starting before Black Friday.
Yeah, well, they might.
Right. I'm just telling you, you guys act like this doesn't exist. It definitely exists. All right, let's go to George in Manassas. George, what's up?
Hey, it's Damascus, but that's all right.
What's up?
Anyway,
what's up, buddy?
Have him sign up for DoorDash. I just started doing it as a part-time gig, and I made like $60 in 2 days.
$60 in 2 days?
2 hours of work.
2 hours. See, I would like something for 2 hours of work. Right. So you made $30 an hour, basically?
Yeah, basically. I mean it's slower sometimes, but he can do it whenever he wants. You know, you hit like Rockville, Bethesda on a Saturday afternoon, you can make like $100. Super busy.
So many people lazy.
People just don't want to go out and get
the problem is that's just one of those jobs though. I could see where like your kid would go like, you know, he'll work like an hour that day.
Yeah, but if he makes $35.
Get a job where he works 8 hours.
You want a 9 to 5.
You want him to punch a time card.
Well, something like an honest day's work.
That's such an old concept.
An honest day's work. What's wrong with that?
But we're not role models of that. We're done at 10 a.m.
Yeah, no, I disagree. Waking up at the hour we do, that's work.
I think it's an honest
day's
work what we
that's
do.
That's just work.
Okay, so if he gave you a 4 hour shift.
Be better than like an occasional delivery of some guy's, you know, chicken wings. I mean,
but that's part of the new economy, Rick.
I could just see him just doing that like one or two deliveries a day and say he worked.
I'd love some Glory Days grill wings right about now. They're delicious.
Well, then he won't have any cash.
We'll be there on Sunday in Fairfax.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Rich Manassas. Rich, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, man. I'm in the same quandary. I have two boys in college. They're both at JMU. The youngest one, he's a freshman.
Yeah.
He works at he knows Jim at Glory Days, and we know them real well. And he got him a job there last summer. He should go over there, use your celebrity status, and get your boy a job.
I could probably get him a job. I bet at Matchbox or my buddy Mark, who owns and runs Medium Rare.
That's perfect, and it creates a little structure. You know, they actually get bored. You know, an entire month at home.
I agree with you. You need a little structure. Otherwise, they just sit there on there playing Call of Duty all winter.
They even get bored doing that. And it's like he kind of wants to work the hours, so he works the Glory Days up in Manassas. And, you know, he worked there all summer. So it's up there and applies right now. I guarantee you they'll hire him.
Right.
I guarantee
it's not a bad idea.
Is there a Glory Days in our area? That's
probably
not really.
The closest, like, is Frederick. That's
we're not doing that. But I know Mark, who runs Medium Rare and owns that. That's a possibility. And our guy Fred over at Matchbox. But he doesn't really want to wait tables, but he could do that. He could do that. Do they still have busboys? Is that still a thing?
Of course.
I don't even know.
Definitely have busboys.
I mean, I just think it's nubs if you're a busboy. Might as well just be the waiter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, waiter's going to pay more. It's going to pay better.
Got to train, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you spend all this time training.
Please, I'm sure it's hard to train to be a waiter.
You'd be asked for an extra day back in the day.
You barely know the menu, and you learn the specials every day.
Menu,
pretty
dude.
Tough. Come
Jasper's had a big menu. Jasper's and Greenbelt did.
It's good, because not only did you have to know the food, you had to know the glass. It really threw me when people ordered the drinks.
What out of rocks glass?
Yeah.
You know what, that's the bartender's job.
Why was that our job?
It shouldn't be the waiter.
We had to lay it out to the service bar, like... In the kitchen.
That's the reason that restaurant went belly up, because they had the goofballs like you guys fixing the drinks.
I think there still might be one in Annapolis.
Yeah.
I think it's cooked, but I could be wrong. Let's go to Rich and Olney. Rich, what's up? You got a suggestion?
Yeah, man. When does your son get back?
I don't know. I think it's like, I really don't know, but maybe middle of December. I don't have a schedule down, but.
middle of December, no one's really going to hire him that late unless you go to like a nursery where he can bundle firewood, chop firewood, and deliver it.
Bundle firewood. Where do you do that?
You got to find like one of those big outdoor nurseries that, you know, has all the day workers and stuff. And
so many splinters.
My son actually gets sized for like manual labor.
Like swinging the axe?
He likes manual
He's
labor.
He's going to be ripped.
Well, he kind of already is. But he doesn't mind manual labor. Like if you told him, he picked as one of his possibilities for his summer internship, he picked digging ditches.
Digging ditches?
The internship program?
Yeah, he wanted to like dig. Well, you know, because there was some sort of things you could do.
Better call Miss Utility.
And other people were picking all these cushy things, and he said, no, that's boring. So he picked one where you dig ditches.
Oh, I don't want any manual labor. No, thank you.
Let's go to Fred, Fairfax. Fred, what's up?
Cakes is a nightmare.
Great work would be tons of jobs there. Go sign them up at Costco. Have them work the night shift. They'll be stripping boxes.
Stock shelves at like a Safeway or something?
Job like that again, and it pays well.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I don't think I want them working overnights, but
That's the worst shift ever.
Yeah,
take it from a guy who did it for 1 year when I was slinging toys at Toys R Us. First of all,
you did the overnight shift?
Did the overnight for 2 months.
Oh.
First of all, it obviously completely just turns you into a vampire. You don't see anybody because you're working opposite hours. And you're leading the dregs of humanity every single day.
Right.
You're getting seasonal donks who are only going to be there for 6 weeks,
right,
maybe 2 months.
Right.
You think they care about their jobs? Do you think they work?
Right.
You think they worked hard? No.
So you had to manage them?
Yeah. You think that was fun? No. Of course it wasn't.
Did you ever have any confrontations? Anybody get
no,
in your face?
No. But, I mean, it just the churn rate. You think the churn rate is big here with,
just
like,
quit
radio
on you
people?
All the time. Would they
of
just
course.
Quit?
Yeah. Of course.
And would you just be crestfallen when they would quit?
Well, you'd think you'd have a crew of, you know, a dozen to 20 people coming in, and six would show up.
Right.
And you'd be like, oh, my God, this is a freaking disaster.
Right. What about, you know, I talked about UPS. What about, like, Amazon? Do they need help delivering
I'm
packages?
I'm sure they need help.
They would have to need help.
I would guess. But again, I don't know if they're going to hire him for a month.
It's seasonal.
Maybe keep it on the down low.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Keep it on the down low.
Just quit.
Yeah, you just say I'm putting. He works for a week. I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
Right. Let's go to Eric Springfield. Eric, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks. Needed a little extra money during the holiday season a couple years ago. I went literally to Tyson's Corner and went to every single West Elm. Well, back when West Elm was still there. All of those other seasonal stores that are absolutely smashed during the holiday season, and said, hey, I need a job for a month, month and a half. What do you got? And I literally was, you know, lifting boxes for, a month, made darn good money, got workout in, and they were perfectly fine with, see, cause you know, people don't want to work in the back in the stock rooms.
Right.
You get him in a stock room for, you know, a month, month and a half, he makes, you know, thousand some odd bucks. He's good to go. That would be my recommendation.
Yeah, that's what he needs. He needs to make $1,000 somehow.
Sock it away.
Well, no, just burn it up.
Right.
But that's what he needs. He needs something where he can make $1,000 over the holiday.
That's his move. You know what? Maybe he could sub in for his dad at like a Junk's appearance. That would be the ultimate.
Look,
just
somebody
go
says
work
he's
a couple
got a
hours,
job.
Get paid.
Somebody says he's got a job for him to dig ditches. Let me find out. Porter, what's up, buddy?
Oh, God, am I on Bluetooth?
I don't know. You're on the phone.
I don't know. You're the one calling us.
That's good. I didn't know if it was going to come in. Yeah, listen, I got 4 gas lanterns, and I need a gas line dug out to from my house. You know, it's about 100 feet, 85 feet.
Oh, it just needs it at your own house? It's not like a real job?
No, listen, I mean, it is my house, but I can't get any contractors to do it. Everybody's so busy right now with real estate, and the builders are all busy. I've been trying for over a year to get somebody to dig me a ditch. If that kid wants to dig a ditch, I'll pay him $1,000.
Wow, look at that. So how would he do it? He just shows
he
up with a shovel?
Yeah,
with
a shovel?
A shovel? Does that get it done?
There's an equipment called a ditch witch.
Yeah.
It's basically like a big chainsaw, and it just digs up the earth, and then you take a shovel and shovel it out.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this piece of
contractors do it?
because they're so busy right now. They've been so busy with building homes and selling new homes. That
right.
I can't.
Nobody has time for your Dubs job. Got it.
In June, I had a guy lined up. So that third weekend in October. This was June.
Right.
I got a plumber for the gas, and I got an electrician to wire it. And the guy to dig the ditch calls me up 2 days before four months notice and says, I can't do it. I'm too busy.
So this guy's desperate.
If your son wants to dig a ditch for me, I'll pay him good money. I've never been cheap.
And right. probably pay him cash.
Right,
don't have
right,
to report
right.
it. It's the best part.
I don't know. I want like a real job.
And that sounds like a really hard job that I want no part of. I'm sure I know what a ditch witch is. Are you kidding me?
But
are you kidding me, Valdez? I want to know what that is. Embrace your Black Friday fighting spirit with KO Distilling. I know who they are. I know Jason Bishop is going to be out there on Black Friday calling all spirit lovers. Don't miss KO Distilling's spirited Black Friday event this Friday in Manassas. Enjoy 20% off all bare knuckle whiskeys, Battle Standard 142 gins, and holiday gifts, plus a rare special appearance by the Bish Papa himself from noon until 2. While you're there, enjoy holiday cocktail tastings, wine, beer, food, games, raffles, and a whole lot more. The party starts at noon this Black Friday. RSVP at kodistilling.com. And remember to always drink KO responsibly. So we had a quick conversation in the producer studio. I asked Sean, who's filling in because Drab T-shirt is luxuriating somewhere before Thanksgiving. I said, how do you celebrate? Do you have any off-board, like, you know, like weird dishes on Thanksgiving, you know, away from the norm? And when Valdez heard this answer, he nearly lost his mind.
Did you ask that of everybody in the room or
guy? Just Sean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was striking up friendly conversation.
Right.
And he said, why is JP trying to make it weird?
I don't know.
And he said, they're serving crab cakes along with turkey and fried turkey. They're going to have a baked turkey, fried turkey, and crab cakes. And Valdez nearly jumped out the window. He was so excited.
Invited myself.
Yeah,
right.
I think
that's excellent.
Well,
it's a great move.
Again, we talked about it yesterday. I think you have to have the staples. All these people trying to avoid turkey and everything. Mm-hmm. You got to at least buy a small turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care if you eat or not, but you got to have it on the table.
You just have deli slices.
No, you got to have a legit bird right there. And then you got to have, you know, whatever your other staples are, like your stuffing, mashed potatoes, your cranberry, whatever. And then you can add whatever you want to it.
I mean, the addition of crab cakes. I mean,
thought of that.
That elevates your Thanksgiving feast.
My wife confirmed to me that someone does bring a lasagna to our Thanksgiving feast.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Robert the Mailman?
I don't think so.
Nobody gets that.
I don't think
so. Actually, got a few laughs.
Radio
I ate his lasagna cakes.
But we'll have.
I know you did.
We'll have the traditional fare.
Yeah.
And then we'll have lasagna. Lo mein.
Okay.
Well, I mean, anything you can think of.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I think that's how you do it.
All right. Remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, fantasy football. Dave Richard joins us on a Wednesday.
I have
get
a lot
ready
of questions
for your fantasy football week. But right now, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit donatepurpleheart.org. So you got 3 games tomorrow. Your early game. Bears at 5-6 at the Lions, who dropped to 3-7-1 with the loss to the Redskins. If you like the Bears, you're laying 3 points.
Would I lay 3 points on the road with the Bears and Mitch Trubisky against possibly a third-string quarterback if Jeff Driskel can't go or is limited? Mm. I think I like the Lions at home catching the points. I don't know why, because that's a gross team. I mean, the Redskins beat the Lions.
I'd take the
Bears.
That's
how bad they are.
I wouldn't feel great about it, but I'd take the Bears. Your mid-afternoon game, the Bills, who are 8-3, head to Dallas to take on a Cowboys team that's 6-5 with a lot of drama around it. Cowboys coming off that loss to the New England Patriots, although it was a close game. It's not like they got blown out. They lose that one 13-9. Dallas laying 6.5. Against this Bills team that has 2 more wins this year than the Cowboys. We'll see if the offense bounces back. See, offense didn't do much, but it was against the Patriots defense last
week. So I would tease this one. I would take the Bills plus, 12.5? And then I would take the total up and go under.
Ooh, that's a rare under for you.
That is a rare under, yes.
Your late game on Thanksgiving is the Saints at 9-2, taking on a Falcons team that has fallen to 3-8. Saints laying 7 in this game. Of course, they are battling in the NFC for home field advantage. They've got the Niners, who are 10-1, and then teams like Seattle and the Vikings and others who are very close to them in the NFC. All right, your Sunday slate. I usually do a top five, but I got 6 games to mention.
Ooh,
on
six,
Sunday.
A bonus game.
3 1 o'clocks that are somewhat interesting.
Okay.
You've got the Titans and Colts, both these teams 6-5, battling for the division / wild card in the AFC.
By the way, Tannehill, since he took over for Marcus Mariota, the only quarterback with more fantasy points in that range, in that span,
is Lamar Jackson.
Is Lamar Jackson.
I think, is he not the highest rated quarterback since he's been named a starter, or no? Is Lamar ahead of him?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah.
But he's been playing at a high level.
A big AFC South matchup. The Browns are also in the playoff picture because they've got a soft schedule, and this is one of their tougher games. But they're going up against a third-string quarterback in Duck Hodges.
That's right.
Browns 5-6 go to Pittsburgh to take on a Steelers team that's 6-5. If the Browns win this one, and they are laying points on the road in Pittsburgh, they're laying 2 points. If the Browns win this one, then they're in the mix for a playoff spot because they would just be having, you know, teams like the Titans and Colts. Whoever wins that one ahead of them. I might be missing one team in the AFC, but they're back in the mix if they get this dub.
Yeah, we said there are a bunch of softies on the sked. If they can take advantage of that, even though they had a rough start, they could, you know, backdoor their way into the playoffs.
I do find Baker Mayfield's personality annoying, but they are fun to watch when they're playing well.
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of talent there.
Your biggest matchup, 1 o'clock, 49ers come to Baltimore to take on a Ravens team that, of course, is 9-2. Ravens laying 6.
Wow.
Against this Niners team, which has just one loss. I think both teams coming off wins of 27 points or more.
Wow.
So they both
I can't believe the Ravens are favored that much. But, I mean, I would bet on them. I would bet on the Ravens. I don't know if I would take a minus 6.
Buying into Jimmy G and the Niners as much as they're buying into Lamar and the Ravens.
By the way, the Niners have outscored their opponents by 169 points.
And just look at the last games for each of these teams. The Ravens just smashed their opponent on Monday night, and 49ers did that.
Ravens are plus 184.
When Weddle said this past weekend that he didn't even know where the ball was half the time, is he basically just praising Lamar's like ball handling skills, or just sort of the nature of the offense?
I think it's probably both.
Yeah.
By the way, it was kind of weird heading into that game where Weddle said he wasn't going to give the Rams a skinny on, you know, the inside scoop on the offense. I'd be salty if I were a Rams fan or somebody within the organization.
Well, did you hear his reasoning? His reasoning was, if I tell the the offense about a defensive play call and it's changed and they torch our guys, then it's on me.
Right.
Well, that's different than what he had originally said. He originally said it was out of loyalty.
That was his clarification.
He later said, well, you know, I've been there. They were good to my family. I made a lot of money there. And, you know, we're just going to play it straight.
Your late games on Sunday are interesting. Your Raiders coming off just a thrashing cakes by the New York Jets head to Kansas City, who's 7-4. Must win for the Raiders. You know, we were talking about the Colts, Titans at 6-5, Browns at 5-6, Steelers 6-5. Raiders also 6-5, so they're all battling for that kind of last wild card spot. Chiefs laying 10 in this game.
Well, the Raiders are 1-4 away from Oakland. I don't see any scenario where they go into Arrowhead in a game that the Chiefs desperately need and pull off the upset.
How many times has Mahomes played now since coming back from the injury?
I think two.
Two, and he's been okay, not great.
Yeah, he hasn't been what he was last year. He was like 4 touchdowns every week, it seemed like.
Right.
You know, I think he only has 1, maybe 2 interceptions on the year, though. So, like, if you actually looked at his touchdown interception ratio, it's still pretty damn impressive. It's just not like the 50 touchdown pace, which he was on last year. Your Sunday Night Football matchup, you got the Patriots at 10-1 heading to Houston to take on a Texans team that's 7-4. It seems like these teams face each other all the time, and there's always that narrative, well, is Bill O'Brien going to beat Bill Belichick? And he never does.
Right.
Although we'll see.
Although the Patriots, I don't think, are nearly as good as their record.
Nope. But they find a way to win.
Yeah.
And finally, Monday night, good matchup. The Vikings at 8-3 head to Seattle to take on a Seahawks team that's chasing the Niners in the division and in the conference. Seattle laying 3 in that game against Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. I think Adam Thielen should return. He's been out the last several weeks for the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, we can find out about that next with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. You got a question? You can get in now at 800-636-1067.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.